He pulled down the room darkening shades in his room and the cat's quarters, then left their door open so they could go down to the pantry and the turkey roaster that served as their commode. He slept fairly well, considering the strange bed and lace sheets and pillowcases. At about 5:30, he was jolted awake. Was it a gunshot? At the sound of the second shot, he was wide awake. He catapulted from the bed just as the third shot rang out. He yanked open the door in time to hear the fourth shot. At that moment, he realized it was not gunfire. Two Siamese were walking triumphantly from their sleeping quarters. All four window shades were raised. "You devils," Quillerin muttered, shuffling back to his bed. One of them, no doubt Yum-Yum the Paw, had discovered how to raise a roller blind. 2 hours later, a noisy motor of an aging truck disturbed his sleep. A bearded man stepped out of a red pickup with one blue fender. He wore overalls and a wide-brimmed felt fedora that was green with age. Collecting paint buckets, he walked slowly toward the stone steps. Hurriedly, Quillerin pulled on some clothes and met the workman on the veranda. "Good morning," he said to the stranger. "Nice day, isn't it?"
"Gonna rain come nightfall," said the workman. "Gonna be a gully washer."
"How do you know?"
"Earthworms coming up. Seed a black snake in a tree."
The man's face was crinkled, but his eyes were keen.
"Getting too doggone much rain in these parts.
Are you Mr. Beecham?" Mr. Beecham nodded and walked toward the veranda.
"That there back rail and that there glass door needs finishing."
Quillerin watched as he applied the final coat of stain. "You do good work, Mr. Beecham."
"Don't pay to do bad. See that there chair? Fix them busted legs so's you'd never know."
That explained Coco's interest in the chair and the French door. Clever cat. He never missed a thing. "You live around here?" Quillerin asked. Beecham jerked his head to the south.
"Yonder, on Little Tater."
"I've been thinking, Mr. Beecham, that I'd like to have a gazebo built."
"A what?"
"A small summer house. Just a roof and a floor and screens on all four sides."
"Don't need no screens up here. No bugs."
"I'd feel more comfortable with screens. Could you build it for me?"
"How big you want?"
"Perhaps 10 or 12 feet square."
12's better. No waste."
"Good. We're in the same wavelength. When can you start, Mr. Beecham?"
Maybe Monday. Maybe Wednesday. All depends. Could rain."
Beecham started back to the pickup with his paint buckets and brushes.